Speaking of great starts to their careers, we had a lot of feedback after the chat we had yesterday with Darren McLeod, the plumber turned jockey, and it couldn't have begun any better.
But it's Pentelligentsia going along nicely with 100 to run. Clear from Underground Fighter and Historic, who battle out the Miners. But what a debut for Darren McLeod. Pentelligentsia gets it done by half a dozen lengths. Historic found enough to snatch back.
Oh, it was easy in the end for Darren, who we spoke to yesterday and said, I'm going to have a big celebration if we win. There would have been a few gin and sodas consumed last night, wouldn't there, Darren? Congratulations, mate. Well done.
Thank you very much. Oh, I didn't blow the roof off, but I had a couple, that was for sure.
Hey, could you believe how it was unfolding? Because he travelled so kindly throughout the run.
I couldn't, Michael. He just relaxed beautifully. When he came around that corner and started pulling, when I couldn't hear him behind me, I couldn't find the line quick enough because I was blowing more than him, to be honest. I was buggered. But it was really good. Just thankful for the opportunity as well.
Well, you've been dreaming about that moment for a long time. I loved watching the race because you could actually see the smile on your face as you hit the line.
Oh, I was stoked. I was over the moon. I was still fine. When you were just playing the replay then, it was giving me goosebumps, getting all giggly just thinking about it.
What's the reaction from family and friends been like?
Oh, they're over the moon. Everyone's just so proud of me, so supporting as well. Even the whole racing industry, just that many people getting in touch with me and wishing me all the best, and just the sport is overwhelming. It's so good.
You mentioned you were buggered. How different is it from riding in a race to all the trials that you would have been through?
It is something different. I thought I was half fit, and even riding a lot of work, my lungs were burning by the time I was pulling up. It took me a few good lengths to pull the horse up, actually, just because I was that tired.
Well, normally you would have gone down to the pub and had a palmer and a few pots. So how did you celebrate?
Mrs. actually got us a nice piece of scotch from the butcher and a couple of gins at home with the family, and that was me. It wasn't too big.
Oh, beautiful. So now that you've started on fire, where does the next step go? Where do we get to see you back in the saddle again?
Wherever I could get rides. I just want to get my name out there and keep learning my craft and progressing.
And I know that you've spent a lot of time with a lot of people that have helped you, including Scotty Pateman. So what did your master or your mentor have to say about the win yesterday?
Oh, just a good pat on the back. Well done. It was actually a good camaraderie in the jock room. They were all supportive. It's something else when you walk in there and everyone's congratulating you. Just like, I don't know, a big brotherhood. It was great, actually.
Well, Darren, well done, mate. It was good to speak to you yesterday and today. It's been a great little storyline, and we can't wait to see you back in the saddle again after that fairy tale beginning.
Me either. Thank you very much.